This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على أشرف المرسلين سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين My beloved brothers and sisters, السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته الحمد لله رب العالمين All praise and worship is to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala نشهد ولا إله إلا الله We testify that there is none worthy of worship besides Allah We thank Him and we praise Him and we glorify Him and we send our love, our greetings and salutations to our beloved Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to his pious and his pure family, to his companions and all those who follow his sunnah until the end of time May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us steadfastness on the sunnah of Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam Ameen Alhamdulillah, it's been 9 days, 10 days since the end of Ramadan. And really, this past week is a week where we need to reflect. And I speak to myself first. Ramadan was a training period. It was a moment where you go and you practice. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala creates a good environment for you to strengthen yourself. And then you go out into the real world. And we've now been in the real world for about a week. And you now get to see how ready you are, how ready I am in facing the challenges and the fitna of the real world. Now we get to really measure ourselves as people. How quickly did we go back into our sinful ways? How quickly did we leave off the piety that we did during the month of Ramadan? And yes, it's as we mentioned, the last 10 nights of Ramadan, we would always push ourselves to a limit that you can't emulate throughout the year. But we should not lose all of it. And in this few lectures, we're looking at what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants us to focus on. So now we're going back to where you were in the highs of Ramadan. If we are going to retract a little bit, what are the things that we need to really prioritize? What are the things that we need to make sure are in order as we go through now the real world? We also, for all those of us, and I'm sure you will agree, it's so much more difficult now. Maintaining that piety that we had in Ramadan. We all know the great rewards of the 6 days of Shawwal, but we are so struggling just to do those 6 days of Shawwal. Where it was so easy for us to perform Salah on time or in the Masjid or as the earliest waqt. Now, once again, it's a difficulty to wake up for Fajr. It's difficult to get to the Masjid. It's difficult to open the Quran. How many of us have opened the Quran? Speak to myself first. How many of us have opened the Quran after being in the last 10 nights? Perhaps some people have been reciting multiple ajazah during that last 10 nights. It was just a week ago, subhanAllah. And it shows you, number one, the barakah of the month of Ramadan. It shows you also the impact we have on each other. When everybody is in a mode of goodness, it's easy to follow. But to go against the grain, it's a bit more difficult. And so, inshallah, we continue where we left off last week. And I said, alhamdulillah, the Quran has a few lists in terms of who the good people are. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned in Surah Al-Ma'arij that verily insan is created impatient. When badness comes to him, he's very despondent and angry with Allah. He becomes upset with Allah. But when goodness comes to him, he is ungrateful and he's arrogant. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, and there's an interesting point here. The ulama mentioned that it doesn't matter how much you know, how many degrees you have, how much Quran you've memorized, how much of an alim you are. When calamity strikes you, Calamity could be a good thing or a bad thing. Getting a raise and a promotion could be a calamity. Getting that business deal could be a calamity for you. When you are tested, it is not going to be the knowledge that you have, but the strength of your iman. And that's why you find that, subhanAllah, when calamity hits, those of us who are educated and we know and we have all the degrees, we fall apart. But mashallah, our grannies, who didn't even finish school, when calamity struck them, that sabr is there. Because it is iman that really comes through. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that there are people, they are very, you know, that they are impatient with Allah. When badness comes to them, they are angry with Him, they are despondent, they become upset with Allah, they are impatient. But when goodness comes to them, they are also bad in their own way of being arrogant. Illa al-musalleen, the only people who, when they are afflicted with the ups and downs of life, and everybody is going to go up and down. Everybody that is sitting here, you will have good days and bad days. Allah says the only one who can survive the trials of life is the musalleen. Illa al-musalleen, the people who are, who make salah, alladhina hum ala salatihim da'imun, that they are consistent on their salah. If you were going to tick a box, the most important box after tawheed is salah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala makes these lists in terms of priority. And if we are struggling with our salah, then begin with salah. If we are struggling with performing our salah on time, that's where we begin, inshallah. And there's nothing wrong to say, I need to begin somewhere. There's nothing wrong to say, I was somewhere, I lost my way. Shaitan wants you to feel despondent. He wants you to feel you can't get there. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying, don't look at the, you know, the Mount Everest. Inshallah, we'll all get there. First, look at your salah. The one who is consistent on his salah. Make sure it's on time in its waqt at the very least. And if it is on time in its waqt, try to do better. I speak to myself first again. Salah has once again become a last minute thing. Between all our meetings, oh yes, I quickly need to make the salah before the waqt goes out. This is the reality. We need to prioritize salah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, a good person is the one who makes salah. الَّذِينَ هُمْ فِي صَلَاتِهِمْ دَائِمُونَ, that they are consistent in performing the salah. وَالَّذِينَ هُمْ فِي أَمْوَالِهِمْ حَقٌّ مَعْلُومٌ, and they know, they are aware that in their money, I need to share with those who don't have. Allah didn't say you must give a million rand, 10 rand. He didn't give a number. He said that he is aware, ma'loom, that he knows that in my money, I need to share it. لِلِسَائِلِ وَالْمَحْرُومِ, to those who ask, those who beg, those who ask of you, you will respond to the asking, and the poor, even the one that doesn't ask you. وَالَّذِينَ يُصَدِّقُونَ بِيَوْمِ الدِّينِ وَالَّذِينَ هُمْ مِنْ عَذَابِ رَبِّهِمْ مُشْفِقُونَ إِنَّ عَذَابَ رَبِّهِمْ غَيْرَ مَأْمُونَ, and the one who is conscious about Qiyamah, and he is aware and he is fearful with regards to Jahannam, because you should never feel yourself completely secure from the fire of Jahannam. And so subhanAllah, we can become very distracted in our life. One of the terms for the dunya is ghurur, mata'un ghurur. It is an illusion that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, every life deceives us, it blinds us. And the only people that really understand life are the ones who are dead. Hatta atana al-yaqeen, we get to the qabr, hatta zurtum al-maqabir. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, surah al-alhaakum al-takathur, that you are living in this rat race, you are living in this game, you're playing a game. Until you get to the qabr, then you wake up. And subhanAllah, this is like the person who gets, may Allah grant shifa to all those who are ill. After Ramadan, a lot of people pick up bugs and stuff like that. Allah keeps us strong and we push ourselves during that Ramadan, and that week afterwards you find a lot of people getting sick. But you know, and I know, and I ask ourselves, if may Allah protect, you get the diagnosis with your doctor and he says you have cancer, terminal cancer. You only have a year to live or 6 months to live. Automatically, the nonsense in your life disappears. The things that worry you and stress you will disappear. You will now know what is the priority. You will now know what is waste and what is important. And so Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, part of what's going to make you a good person is to contemplate, is to reflect on death and on Qiyamah. On death and Jahannam. There is a place called Jahannam. There is something like adab, punishment. And I need to constantly remind myself about it. Because Netflix and TikTok and work and promotions and bonuses and holidays are going to keep us numb to that thinking. And so we need to create an environment for yourself, for myself, where I'm reminded to keep myself in check. And so Allah says a good person has in the back of his mind, or rather the good person has in the foremost of his mind, the concept of Qiyamah. So he makes salah. He's charitable and generous in his money. He has a healthy sense of not overly fearful. He is conscious about the Jahannam and the punishment of Allah. وَالَّذِينَ هُمْ لِفُرُوجِهِمْ حَافِذُونَ, Allah protect. And he is someone who is chaste. We live in a hyper-sexualized world. Very, very difficult time that we live in. Wherever you look is fitna. That's why, subhanAllah, in Ramadan, in the only way to survive, if you said, when we're fasting, we don't want to look at haram, you realize, I can't log onto my phone. I can't go onto Facebook, because even though I want to go there for something maybe beneficial, what you see is going to be haram. I can't put anything on, because everything that is there is going to be haram. So I need to almost insulate myself by cutting off. And so we are living in this very, very hyper-sexualized world. We are living where it is so easy. It is so easy. With a click of a button, you can be anywhere, see anything, do anything, go anywhere, subhanAllah. Even Fir'aun, the ulama mentioned, even Fir'aun could not see the amount of haram that our kids can see today. SubhanAllah, so it becomes very, very difficult to control and maintain ourselves. And so Allah says, one of the big tests on the list of priorities, on the big, big, big questions, is the one who guards his chastity or her chastity, except with his spouse. The only thing which is permissible, of course, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala allows you to experience the intimacy within the confines of nikah. فَمَنِ بَتَغَى وَرَاءَ ذَلِكَ فَأُولَٰئِكَ هُمُ الْعَدُونَ. And so Allah says, whoever wants more than that, whoever goes beyond what is halal with regards to your wife or your husband, then you have transgressed against Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. May Allah protect us and forgive us. وَالَّذِينَ هُمْ لِأَمَانَاتِهِمْ وَأَهْدِهِمْ رَاعُونَ. And those who are faithful to they are faithful and truthful to their trusts and their covenants. This doesn't only mean you tell the truth. It means that when we can depend on you, rely on you. And usually, when you talk about faithfulness and honesty, it's got to do with being entrusted with the wealth or with the responsibility of someone else. In your job, all of us, we are responsible for the company, for the staff that work for us. Our boss entrusts us, he gives us a salary, he gives us tasks. Do we fulfill our amana and our trusts? We have been given our children, our wives as amanat. Have we fulfilled our trusts? It's about protecting the rights of others. Every one of us, we have been given the rights of someone else in our hands. And we can harm those people and their rights. And so a person of iman, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, requires on the day of Qiyamah, nobody should point the finger. Jesus Kalam, you robbed me, you stole from me, you cheated me, you took my haqq, either my financial haqq or my personal well-being. And so Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala reminds you of the importance of the hukuk of others. وَالَّذِينَ هُمْ بِشَهَادَاتِهِمْ قَائِمُونَ. And that they are honest in their testimony. They're honest in their talking and their dealings. So that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is almost showing you, a good person, he makes salah. He's generous. He's chaste. He's honest. He's conscious about how he engages with people around him. And then Allah ends the list. وَالَّذِينَ هُمْ عَلَىٰ صَلَاتِهِمْ يُحَافِذُونَ. And the ones who protect their salah. أُولَٰئِكَ فِي جَنَّةٍ مُكْرَمُونَ. And if you do this, Allah says you'll be in Jannah. If you do this list, you're guaranteed Jannah. If you can maintain this list, Allah didn't put there, you must recite the khatam every month, that you need to fast every Monday and Thursday, that you need to make tahajjud every night. If you can do this list, inshaAllah, then fi Jannah, you're in Jannah. Another list, inshaAllah, there's another list in Surah Mu'minun. The surah of the believers. Allah says, Allah begins the surah, قَدْ أَفْلَحَ الْمُؤْمِنُونَ. Successful is the believer. We talk about success. What is success? Having the promotion, having the bank account, getting those acronyms before your name or after your name, or living in a certain area in the city. All those things are nice to have. Nothing wrong with that. And inshallah, aspire to get those things. Alhamdulillah. But Allah is saying, this is the measure of success. The mu'minun, a person who has iman, is successful. That is what we're supposed to do. You want to die and bring Allah a heart that has iman in it. That's really what all this life is about. So who are the mu'minun, ya Allah? Who are they? Allah says, they are الَّذِينَ هُمْ فِي صَلَاتِهِمْ خَاشِعُونَ. They are the ones who are humble in their salah. Again, the list begins with salah. The list begins with salah. If these lists do not, for me, again I speak to myself, because your measure of your iman is determined on the quality of your salah. If we are of those people that enjoy salah, then alhamdulillah, you're already on a high level of iman. If salah is something neglected, then your iman is deficient. If salah is absent from your life, iman is absent from your life. If salah is a burden, it's like pulling a tooth, I make it on time, but it's a chore, then that's the quality of our iman. And maybe most of us are on that level. I force myself to go and make salah last minute. There's khayr, there's iman, but it's not where we want it to be. That iman is struggling. So Allah says, قَدَ أَفْلَحَ الْمُؤْمِنُونَ. Successful is the one. أَلَّذِنَ هُمْ فِي صَلَاتِهِمْ خَاشِعُونَ. Who makes salah with khashya. His salah, it's not only he made salah, but he makes salah reflectively, contemplating Allah. He is aware of his salah. وَالَّذِنَ هُمْ عَنِ اللَّغْوِ مُعْرِدُونَ. Now Allah added another quality that wasn't perhaps in Surah Al-Ma'arij, that they avoid idle, evil, bad talk. They don't gossip against people. They don't share messages that will hurt one another. They don't swear. The way in which they talk is not evil. They avoid. This is not that they don't talk it. They avoid it. So there are some people who don't gossip, but they sit in the gossip. They sit in the group, or they're part of that WhatsApp group where things are being shared and it's discussed, which is not appropriate. He said, I didn't share, but I'm part of the conversation. Allah says, a successful person, he avoids idle, vain, evil talk. وَالَّذِنَ هُمْ لِلزَّكَاةِ فَاعِلُونَ. And he is the one that is giving of his zakah and his charity. He is action, you know, he's action orientated. It is something which he doesn't need to be reminded, and it doesn't have to be forced out of him. Out of his own, charity is part of his life. And then, وَالَّذِينَ هُمْ لِفُرُوجِهِمْ حَافِذُونَ إِلَّا عَلَىٰ أَزْوَاجِهِمْ أَوْ مَا مَلَكَتْ أَيْمَانِهِمْ فَإِنَّمْ غَيْرُ مَلُومِينَ فَمَنْ يَبْتَغِ وَرَاءَ ذَلِكَ فَأُولَٰئِكَ هُمُ الْعَادُونَ. Exactly as Allah had mentioned in Surah Al-Ma'arij, the same set of ayat. And a person that is successful, he comes out through life with chastity. He gets through the fitna of this world and the temptations of this world without zina to his name. May Allah grant us all of that. That we can avoid the temptation, we can avoid the haram, and if you want to enjoy yourself within the confines of nikah. Allah said you can do it within nikah. I didn't make it haram for you, but within nikah. But whoever wants more than what is permissible, then you have rebelled against Allah. And then Allah says, وَالَّذِينَ هُمْ لِأَمَانَاتِهِمْ وَأَهْدِهِمْ رَاعُونَ. Once again Allah mentions here that they are, as in Surah Al-Ma'arij, that they are faithful to that which they've been entrusted with. That when the trust, as we speak, when the Prophet says, every one of you is a shepherd, you all have certain things which Allah has entrusted you with. Whether it is your family, whether it is your work, and most of us, it is in our business transactions where we need to ask ourselves the ethics of how we do our business, the ethics of how we are employed, how we treat people in the corporate world, what we say about one another, how we backbite and stab within the corporate world. This, subhanAllah, Allah says, this is not the attribute of a believer. Those who, they are to their trusts, أَلَّذِينَ هُمْ لِأَمَانَاتِهِمْ. And their covenants, ra'un. Ra'un also means here, in fact, here it is about that they are attentive. They are very cautious about it. It bothers them, it worries them, the things that I am entrusted with. وَالَّذِينَ هُمْ عَلَىٰ. Again, then Allah ends the ayah. وَالَّذِينَ هُمْ عَلَىٰ صَلَوَاتِهِمْ يُحَافِذُونَ. And they are very, very protectful over their salah. Nothing comes between them and their salah. The priority is their salah. You know how, alhamdulillah, and we have this capacity, you know, these are not like the awliya, I mean, they are people above this level. All of us can do this. And we do this now. We know that Jumu'ah is sacred. I don't care what happens, what deadline there is, who is calling me to the meeting. If I have the CEO that wants, I tell him I have to go for Jumu'ah. It's non-negotiable. We are all of us here, are hafidhun on our salah, like a Jumu'ah. But all the salahs are the same. All the salawat needs to have this level of seriousness. The beautiful thing about Ramadan is Ramadan has shown that on these lists, when you were in Ramadan, and I, without asking, did we not all make salah on time? Did we not all, who committed zina during Ramadan, subhanAllah? Who went out to backbite and to swear during Ramadan while you were fasting? Who stole and cheated deliberately during Ramadan? None of these, subhanAllah, all of us had done this during Ramadan. 1 week ago, every single one of us could take this list and we can tick it off. Eyes closed. No problem, Ya Allah, no problem. Not only am I conscious of my salah, I'm in the masjid for taraweeh and tahajjud. Walhamdulillah. So Allah, then He says, أُولَٰئِكَ هُمُ الْوَارِثُونَ الَّذِينَ هُمْ that they will, are the ones who will inherit Jannah. For them is Jannah al-Firdaus. You get Jannah al-Firdaus. What these lists show also, these are the priorities. They've also shown that they are achievable. I think every single person, it's good if you feel a bit guilty looking at yourself now versus in the last 10 nights of Ramadan. It's good if you feel guilty. It's good if you say, I wish I was back at that level. You know? But it's also, it should make you feel good that when you look at this list, it's achievable. Jannah is not only for that person who is 24 hours in the masjid, 24 hours with a tasbih. That's actually not the way in which we live. We live in the world. We deal with people. We deal with fitna. We have all kinds of temptations. But we maintain these four or five ethics. My salah, my honesty, my chastity, my integrity. These things I don't compromise on. And inshallah, if we do those things, Allah says, for you are successful in the dunya and you're guaranteed Jannah. May Allah grant us to be of the mu'minun. May Allah grant us to be of the muflihun, the successful. Ameen, ameen, walhamdulillah. We continue inshallah next week. Just a few announcements. Subhanallah, we just remind ourselves that perhaps the oldest murid of the masjid, the support of the masjid for almost 100 years, Auntie Fatima, she had passed away on the weekend. May Allah grant Jannatul Firdaus. I mean, over 100 years old, walhamdulillah. What a wonderful legacy. And we remember all those murids who, alhamdulillah, they were part of this masjid. What you are sitting here and experiencing and participating, they built this masjid brick by brick. And a long legacy of people. And that shows you the barakah remains. That we will come and go. Even if Allah gives you 100 years, you'll come and go. But the masjid and the good deeds you do will remain. And so may Allah grant us deeds that will remain long after we've passed away. May Allah grant us a life that is good, that it will increase us in goodness. And when death comes to us, Allah takes us in the best of states. Ameen. Walhamdulillah wa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Muhammad wa ala sahbihi sallam. Alhamdulillah rabbil alameen. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.